You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Nikki, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, I'm living vicariously through you. What did you bake?
I actually made some brownies last night for my boyfriend's birthday.
Oh, you're a good girlfriend.
You know where Jeremy and I part company on brownies, Nikki, is whether or not you put nuts in them.
No, God, no.
Yes,
no
yes,
nuts.
Yes.
No nuts. No nuts. No crunchy in your bread products.
Some little walnut stuff inside brownies.
Are you a corner piece or a middle piece, Nikki?
Middle piece for sure.
I'm corner.
Same here.
I'm corner. Boy,
I'm
we
middle.
Are parting ways again, aren't we?
Yes. We're just going to have to make our own batch. You know what we could do is we could make a thing of brownies for the morning show, and the outer ring has no nuts, and the nuts are all in the middle.
Perfect. We could do that.
We got this solved, Nikki. Did you use a box recipe, or did you make everything from scratch?
I use a box recipe.
That's all right. Those, some
totally
of those are
fine.
Good. Some of those
it's
are
brownies.
Good.
They're fine.
What all else right. did you get him for his birthday?
We went to a concert, I think in September. It was like we went to VIP. It was 3 days grace. Yeah, that's
dang.
Oh,
good for you.
Very nice.
How much do those tickets cost you?
I think the VIP was $100, and then the tickets were $80.
Not bad for a night out.
Hmm.
You going to marry this guy?
I don't know.
Do you feel like he's ever going to ask you, or is he just kind of...
dragging his feet.
Going along for
dragging his brownies.
Like 6 months, so.
Oh, okay. It's pretty fresh.
Fair enough. Don't worry about
pretty
it. And
fresh.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Yeah, wait a few more years.
Yeah, have some fun.
Yeah, good for you. Wait till you're 30, okay, Nikki?
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, good. All right, let's play some Rattle Off. And you're going to like this, since we just were talking about it. In 10 seconds, Nikki, give us five different foods that have nuts. Five different foods that can come with nuts. Ready? And go.
Okay, banana bread, brownies, salads.
Candy bars.
Candy bars have nuts.
That's a biggie.
Yeah, they do.
And
trail mix.
And many more.
And many cookies.
Darn.
Sorry, you didn't know D's nuts.
Dang. But you know what? We enjoyed talking, and you got everyone thinking about brownies. So you go have a great day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nikki. Liz, John, Karina, Leah, and Crystal, they're all still holding. Liz is up. Liz, what did you bake?
I baked a cinnamon swirl cake.
Done. Count
all
me
day
in.
Long.
I'll eat
all
anything that's
long.
Named cinnamon swirl.
Whew.
Right.
Man, oh man. Somebody got me. In fact, I know it was my son and my daughter-in-law got me a gift card many years ago to go to one cooking class, free cooking class at the what's the name of that place in Cherry Creek? They have a couple locations. One's in Cherry Creek, and you go and they do cooking classes for what's that called?
Whole Foods?
No. Anyway, it's a fancy schmancy kitchen place, and then they do cooking lessons. And you can sign up online, Liz, for a variety of different, you know, options. And the one I signed up for was called Breakfast Baking.
Perfect.
And oh my God.
Was there cinnamon swirls?
Oh, there were cinnamon rolls that we made.
That's a swirl.
And and a couple of other like breakfast baking things.
I love
scones.
Cinnamon.
Homemade scones.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum, Liz. Did you use Saigon cinnamon?
No, it was a box.
Box.
Oh, that's fine.
Next time you're at Costco, get a jar of Saigon cinnamon. That is a potent cinnamon.
It's good,
so
too.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, really
solid
good.
And when you buy the flour to bake, get the King Arthur flour is what I learned.
Did you write all this down, Liz?
I'm writing it down.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't care.
Sure.
All right, listen, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a try?
I'm ready to give it a try.
10 seconds. Give us the names of five living U.S. presidents. Five living U.S. presidents. Ready and Go!
Carter, Obama, Biden, Bush, and...
where's Bill Clinton when you need him?
Trump.
And Trump.
He's like in the news every day.
Oh, man.
Oh, darn it, Liz.
Well,
darn it.
You know, that'll haunt you all day, won't it?
So close.
It will, for sure.
But you got some cinnamon swirl to soak your sadness in, okay? So.
Yeah, it's just going to soak it all up.
All right, Liz.
You're the best. Have a great day, okay?
You too, boy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Still have John, Karina, Leah, and Crystal. John, what did you bake?
I made a churro cake and then made it into ice cream sandwiches.
Holy crap, man. That
you might be
dreamy.
The winner so far.
Churro cake into ice cream sandwiches.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Wow. Just vanilla ice cream, or was it different flavors or what?
Well, I made Mexican chocolate ice cream for that one.
Dude, you're like a chef, man.
I am. I do some catering.
You're not
you know
even
what really
up.
Sucks? You know what really sucks is probably John is also thin, and I will hate him if he can make all of that stuff and he's also thin.
Are you thin?
We will hate you.
I'm about 195 pounds.
Yeah, thin enough.
Yeah, but he's 6'9".
No, I wish.
Well, that sounds really tasty, and it sounds like something you just make on your own. That doesn't sound like anything you get out of a box. So.
No, I do everything from scratch.
Handmade churros, man. Holy cow,
whoa,
John.
Oh, man.
We need to hook up, bud.
Are
Hang
you
out.
Taken?
My wife hasn't cooked in 10 years.
Okay, because
yeah,
that was going
right.
to be my next question is, like, is your significant other thrilled with your skills? And I think that's got to be a big yes. So.
Oh, absolutely. She loves not cooking.
What's your, like, go-to meal that she absolutely loves? It's not sweets, but, like, a dinner.
Her favorite dinner would be my chicken pot stickers with a homemade Thai peanut sauce.
Duh, John. John, I wish you weren't taken. I'd marry you.
In fact, we could have a three-way.
We could have a cinnamon churro three-way, John.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Ay-yi-yi
is right.
You get a ding for that. Good for you. Oh, all right, let's play some rattle off. Are you ready to give it a try?
I will give it a try.
10 seconds, Chef John. And by the way, Karina hung up.
Shoot.
Dang, Karina.
That ain't right.
Maybe John intimidated her with what he made.
Right. She's all Pillsbury cookies
like,
that come in the tube.
Yeah, right. I made a Pop-Tart. I put it in the toaster. Yes. Does that count? John, 10 seconds. Give us the names of 5 different varieties of apples. 5 different types of... Hold on. 5 different types of apples. Ready? And... go!
Gala, Red Delicious, Macintosh, Jonathan, and Granny Smith.
Done and done. You gave the chef that one? Come on.
Yeah, well.
Winner! Well done.
What do you cut up apple and put it into when you cook?
Oh, I like making apple pancakes. I do an apple ice cream also. Do all kinds of ice cream.
I don't think I've ever had apple ice cream. I like apple butter, though. John, you're the champ today, so congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Stand by. Hold on. Josh is going to come back around, and he's going to tell you all about that prize. Okay, sir?
All right.
All right. Have a great day. Don't go away. Hold on. All right. Leah and Crystal are still hanging in there, so that's good. I don't know what happened to Karina, but Leah's here. Leah, what did you bake?
I made blueberry bread.
Oh, that sounds cute.
So it's kind of like a blueberry muffin. It's just in bread form.
Exactly.
I want that. I want that with like a nice cup of coffee.
Exactly.
I want to slather that with butter, too.
Well, everything's better with butter and bacon.
Can you make a bacon loaf next time?
I might do that since you suggested it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you make this from scratch or is this out of a box?
It was mostly out of a box.
That's fine.
That's all right.
Totally fine.
Okay. Mm. In a pinch, that stuff's fine.
Mm-hmm. What prompted you to make that? You just had a hankering, or was it an impulse buy seeing it on the shelf?
My kids like it, so it was good.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Have you ever made, like, a lemon loaf? I like doing lemon loaves.
Oh,
with the little, I zest the lemon into it.
Yeah, that's a big favorite as well, right?
Girl, put the lemon drizzle on it.
Now, is a lemon loaf different from a lemon bar? Because I like lemon bars.
Yeah.
And I love lemon meringue pie, but without the meringue. So I guess it's just a lemon pie.
And every now and then, I just eat a lemon like an apple.
Okay, fine.
All things lemon are great, right?
Bad for your teeth, though.
It makes your house smell good. I know that. Leah, sorry you didn't get a chance to play, but thank you for staying on the line and telling us about your blueberry bread.
Your giant loaf. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You as well. We appreciate you so much. And then there's Crystal. Crystal, what'd you bake?
Hello. I baked some double fudge brownies, but I did it a little different because when I'm really bored, I add stuff in it. So I swirled some peanut butter in, and then I got the cream cheese frosting, and I put a little bit of cinnamon in it and swirled that in as well.
And I bet it was fantastic.
Yeah. My friends say I'm the worst stoner in the world, and I don't even smoke.
That is stoner food, isn't it?
Let's just put some peanut butter in it, man.
That's fantastic.
Well, that sounds very tasty, Crystal.
Who eats all this stuff? How many people you got in your house?
Just me, but I only eat the middle, and then I give the rest to my sister.
So you're a middle, too. You don't like the edges.
I'm a middle.
No, have you seen those brownie pans where they're all edges? It's like it got, like, this pattern to it, so every piece in it is an edge piece?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Oh, man, I want that for Christmas.
The soft, gooey middle is the way to go.
You got a soft, gooey middle.
Oh, it's because of the brownies.
That sounds tasty, Crystal.
What do you do when you're not baking? What's your job?
I'm a courier.
Oh, okay, good for you.
Oh, nice. All right.
So, well, you can bring little treats with you, I guess, when you're out and about on the road, right?
I do, most definitely.
Oh, you're a champ. Thank you for being on the show with us today and getting us all hungry. We hope you have a terrific day, okay?
Thanks, you too, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right. How was that? That was a pretty good category that we
I love
got
baked
today.
Goods, Dom. Good job.
Baked goods.
I love baked goods.